This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The European Union has decided to do something, or to try to do something, anyway, about how much bankers get paid. There were some new rules approved over there today to put strict caps on banker bonuses. And we have, as you know, tried to limit executive compensation over here, too. But it's turning out that no matter where you are, it's hard to do. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
Diesel cars, techno music, soccer. Some things Europe loves just don't fare as well in America. Add to that list, capping bank bonuses. Stanford professor Dave Larker specializes in corporate pay.
I'd be very surprised if you sort of see hard caps come out in the States.
Wall Street loves the ability to reward or punish with bonuses. A big trading blunder cost J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon half his bonus last year. Still, Dimon's $10 million bonus is nearly seven times his salary. The EU rule would limit bonuses to no more than double base pay. Now, it's not that nothing's changed in America.
A few years ago, if I said your bonus is $100, you got $100.
Joe Sorrentino is with Stephen Hall and Partners, which advises Wall Street firms and others on compensation.
Now, if I say your bonus is $100, well, you may get $25 or $50 now in cash, and the rest is going to be deferred in either stock or cash, and you may not see that for 3 years from now.
That shift is to prevent bankers from doing crazy things that drive big bonuses in the short term but hurt their company or perhaps humanity in the long term. There's also a problem with capping bonuses. It's kind of pointless.
Human ingenuity is boundless.
Georgetown finance professor Sandeep Dahiya.
The minute the rules are written, you can expect everyone to pore over them and you know, find any loophole in any way.
If bonuses are capped, firms will just juice up salaries. And that means guaranteeing pay before getting results. And that is something Wall Street hates. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.